This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. Saturday, seven bands will each play for about an hour at Terra Studios east of Fayetteville. The event is called Angel Fest, and it will raise money for seven nonprofits located in the area and associated with children's issues. Val Gonzalez is the coordinator for the event, and she lists some of the intended beneficiaries.
The Samaritan Center Snack Pack Program, which offers healthy snacks for kids that are identified at risk of hunger or food insecurity. Children's House, EOA Children's House, which is a year-round therapeutic child development place where kids can go that are in, usually they're in protective services. The Northwest Arkansas Children's Shelter, which is, of course, foster care.
Other groups that will receive proceeds include the Children's Safety Center and the Children's Advocacy Center of Benton County, both of whom, Val says, are services for victims of sexual abuse in their families, CASA, which provides court-appointed special advocates for children in the court system, and Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families. And in the interest of full disclosure, I will mention that last group on the list is the employer of my wife, Laura. This week, Val Gonzalez and Jamie Ulick, the owner of Terra Studios, came to the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio to discuss Saturday's Angel Fest event. Jamie says the idea behind Angel Fest began percolating last year after another music festival held on the Terra Studio grounds.
Val and I were going home talking about how much fun we had and how we should, you know, do another festival. But then we thought we really ought to, you know, we ought to do some good with this one. A lot of people had said, oh, we should charge for music festivals. We do our fall one and our spring one free. But then we thought about, well, if we're going to charge money, what are we going to, you know, we should do something good in our community. There's so much need. You know, Val's been involved with the nonprofit community, and we're just, you know, the more we get aware, become aware of the nonprofit community, the more we see how desperately in need they're becoming more and more every day. So we decided we were going to do a festival for the one of the nonprofits, and we thought about it, and we started a list, and we came up with five, and then we talked to
Ben McClintock,
and he came up with a couple more, and we said, okay, let's do it for all seven.
In conjunction with the festival, Jamie asked the resident glassblowers at Terra Studios to design a new product. The result, after some starts and stops, is a pair of angels called Grace and Gratitude. 10% of the proceeds from the sale of the angels, year-round, is split among the seven agencies. The concept of new product to help nonprofits is not new at Terra Studios. Jamie says the business has donated more than $30,000 to Susan G. Komen for the Cure through sales of pink birds over the past 2 years. The birds are a spinoff of Terra's famous Blue Birds of Happiness.
Part of what we've also done is we've, in the process of doing Angel Fest, we pretty much re-identified what Terra's about. And we basically feel like what our new vision statement is, using art to create a better world. Because, you know, if we don't take what we do for a living and try to improve the quality of our community, try to improve the quality of everybody's lives, you know, we're really, it's, you know, money's okay, but it's really not that important. You know, what we do in the community is really important. And this is what we do. We do art at Terra, and we do a good job of it. It's a wonderful place. So what we, if we can create events that are fun for people to do. You know, we all need to do something to unwind once in a while. If we can look for things that are, you know, we can go and we can have fun doing something, and a bunch of people can get together and create an event that's really fun, and we can actually make money for organizations, we can help our community. You know, I think we all are going to need to get together and really focus on that in the upcoming years, because, you know, it's not a partisan issue. This is our community. This is what we need to come together over. We need to coalesce. Okay, people feel we need to make it local. Yeah, we need to make it local. We need to take care of our own community. We need to really do everything we can to whatever your business is. If, you know, if you're a plumber, if you're an electrician, you know, go on one of the auctions and, you know, put your services down. Whatever we can all do with whatever our skill levels are, you know, to make this a better world, to help the people in need, to help our community and the quality of our community, because we have an amazing community in Northwest Arkansas.
Seven bands, 7 hours of music. You don't have to stay up late. And it's what, $10?
$10 is what we're asking at the door. If people can't afford it, you know, come anyway. Kids are free. You know, hopefully for people who can't afford it, they'll spend $50. You know, the idea is donate what you can, and let's have a wonderful event. Let's all have fun, and let's do good. So we're basically titling this one, Have Fun Doing Good.
Val Gonzalez says once the momentum behind Angel Fest began, it became easy to get participation and to ramp up the enthusiasm, especially, she says, because tighter economic times mean less financial help for social services.
Absolutely. You know, we just heard about the Snack Pack program. I'll just mention one, where the Snack Pack program was putting 12 treats in the Snack Pack for the weekend. And that's what they do. They give these kids that are at need snacks for the whole weekend.
Because
they're eating school lunch, and that's when they eat, a lot of them. So and they've had to reduce the number of snacks that go in the Snack Pack, which is just heartbreaking. So, yeah, that's our way of doing our part.
Angel Fest will take place inside Terra Studios, located on Highway 16 east of Fayetteville in Durham. The music is scheduled to begin at 10 Saturday morning and last until 5 that afternoon.
The lineup is Slow Time Serenaders, East of Zion, Bonnie and Steve Turner, The Mudlarks, The Tin Pan Alley Cat, JoJo Moss, and The Hawkeye Ramblers. And it's really cool because it's one thing that our community is really good for is the musicians really come out and really help a lot and do their part to help with benefits like this.
I haven't seen all of the artists that are on that list. One that you mentioned, which I think might perk some ears, especially the Mudlarks. Mudlarks don't play together that often. This is it's like once a year, twice a year you get a chance to see them.
It's pretty exciting. You know, I called up and asked if they'd do it, and they said, I heard a yes once, and then I checked with Anita, and she hadn't heard it all. So we went back and forth a little bit, and it worked out that they were able to do it, and we're really excited to be able to hear them. They're really good. And then all the music you'll be amazed with. It's a variety. When we do a benefit like this, we try to do a little jazz, a little rock and roll, a little Irish music, a little bit of everything, just so there's some music for everyone.
Jamie Ulick, the owner of Terra Studios, discussing this weekend's Angel Fest at Terra Studios. It begins Saturday morning at 10 and is scheduled to last until 5. For more information, you can go to terrastudios.com or the Terra Studios Facebook page. This is Ozarks at Large.